Welcome to 20 Minutes and Two Beers In. I'm JD.
What's that?
I'm JD.
What? Say that again?
JD.
Oh, I'm sorry. I must have been a bad connection. This is Bobby. How's it going, everybody?
I know. What's with the connection? We're connecting again. You know, this is actually a good thing to connect. I've been battling a cold, and you don't need to take that cold home to the little one. So
the immune system, JD, I don't know if you're familiar with this, but the immune system of a child is not fully developed until 8 weeks. So you cannot get me sick until next week, although I've already been sick too, so.
Nice. You're excited about your Shiner this week. I don't know why this week you're more excited about your Shiner holiday cheer than other weeks, but.
Yeah. Well, there's no antlers on it this week, JD. That's why I'm really excited about it. It's not going to gouge my eye out.
Well, but you know what? It's a risk. Drinking beer can be a risk. Speaking of beer, Bobby, it's time for our beer devotional. Our beer devotional this week talks about Angler's Pale Ale from the Unita Brewing Company. Now, the Angler's Pale Ale, the quote is from the famous person Anonymous.
Oh, okay. I know him.
Why diet if you can't have beer?
And that's deep.
Yeah. It's a pale ale. Basic pale ale. Food pairings, poached salmon with dill and hollandaise. People get a little crazy about this stuff. They get a little crazy. But here's
the sophisticated pairing right there.
Yeah. Here's the beer fact for you this week. In December of 2002, six people were crushed to death when a band of wild elephants rampaged through their village near Guwahati, India, after the elephants got drunk on rice beer. According to a source in a report from the news agency Reuters, they smashed huts, plundered lots of stuff, actually, that I can't even pronounce.
Went confused.
Yeah, and broke open casks.
It's a good thing we practice these things before we come on air.
Well, yeah, you know. They wanted to drink the rice beer. That's why the elephants rampaged. Then they went berserk, killing six persons, it says. So that is your beer fact of the day from
thanks for
beer devotional.
We always like to start the show with some death. So thanks, JD, for opening that one up for us.
I'm just bringing it real here for you, Bobby. Just bringing it real.
Well, what else do we got this week, JD?
We have a lot of fun, actually. Everybody loves lists, and we have lists for you. And we're going to do this for a little while, a few weeks, heading into the end of the year. But some of the top things of the year, good and bad. So we're going to tackle a little bit of music and pop culture this week.
Awesome.
I also have a game show for you, Bobby.
Oof.
Yeah.
All right.
I know, right? The game show deals with Christmas.
All right.
So, and it is Christmas special time, so we may delve into that. So, exciting stuff there. And I'm going to put your Christmas knowledge to test.
I did take part in a Christmas quiz last week, JD, just to let you know. So, some of my intellect is, I'm at my peak Christmas knowledge right now, JD.
Yeah, I really don't think you are. And I think we're going to learn that. As this goes on. And of course, we've got our six pack and last call, one stop away. And music, are you bringing holiday music again, Bobby?
I'm not. I'm breaking from form. Since we're talking top stuff this week, I'm bringing one of my top tracks of this year.
I'm not bringing a top track, but I am bringing a track that you'll be shocked. I'm bringing it after I talk about it in a little bit.
I'm always shocked by the music you bring here, JD.
Well, you know, I do what I can. So stick around. When we come back, we're talking lists. And I held the girl closer than was safe. Take what you want from me. I'm not afraid to turn around to see you by my side. Hey, I felt pretty when they turn out the light. We are going to recap some of the best and some of the worst of 2013. And we have a few categories we're going to discuss right now. And we're not going to get long and drawn out. We're just going to bring it. What's the best? What's
get through
the worst?
It. All right.
So, we're
going to
start
first.
with TV, the best TV series of 2013. And I told Bobby beforehand when we were discussing what we're going to talk about, come up with two. You know, you may have one for some of these,
sure.
But I have two. Number two for me, I'll go two, then one. Number two, okay. New Girl. I think it's been hilarious this season. New Girl has been great.
Now you're counting the end of last season, beginning of this year so far?
Correct.
Okay. That's
correct. Nick and Jess hooked up at the end of last season. It was funny. It was great.
Turn of Coach has been a welcome addition.
Yeah, Coach is outstanding. So he's my number two. Do you have a number two, Bobby?
No, I don't. I only have ones, JD.
Wow. Wow. Well, my number one was easy.
Yep.
Homeland.
It's a great
show, and it's surprised me at times this season.
It had a great season. Last season was phenomenal, the way it ended, really great. This year, how they started it, I haven't gotten to see a lot of this year, but how they started it.
It started slow. It did.
And we'll see how it goes. I don't think it's not in its best form, so I can't give it a number one. House of Cards, JD, is my top TV series.
House of Cards, that's a Netflix show.
It's based on the old BBC show House of Cards. It's got Kevin Spacey, Robin Wright, Penn, or Robin Wright. I think she's no
Penn anymore. There's
no more Penn. She got rid of the Penn.
She's just the teller.
David Fincher directs it. Really, hands down, the best TV series. It's going to win a lot of awards, and rightfully so. It's just phenomenal. I can't wait for season two. So there couldn't be a two for me, JD, just because of how great that show is.
Wow. That's big. Our next one, Bobby, and this was tough for me. Best movie of 2013. And it was tough for me because we just don't get out to see movies. So it's either it had to be a 2013 movie.
Yeah.
So it's either I saw it, on demand, or I went to the movie theater. Number two for me, Bobby, I just recently saw it, and I thought it was so funny. This Is the End.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
I did. That was a really good one.
So funny.
Absolutely. There was two, This Is the End movies this year, too, which was kind of difficult to make sure. There was the World's End, which was the Simon Pegg movie, which is the bar. And then there's This Is the End, which was the Seth Rogen and everybody, and they're all of his friends and family in a movie.
Yeah, it was so good. It was so good. And my number one is Gravity. I saw it at the IMAX in 3D with Sandra Bullock. Absolutely a thrill ride. It was amazing.
You know, I haven't been thrilled by the movies this year yet, JD, so here's what I'm doing. I'm doing something really weird here. I'm giving you two movies, JD, but I haven't seen them yet because they're not out yet.
What?
I think they're going to be the best movies of the year. I think number two is going to be Wolf of Wall Street. I think that's going to be a really great movie. And number one, Inside Llewellyn Davis, which is...
Whoa, I thought you were going to go with American Hustle.
American Hustle is right up there. I think that's this year's Argo because it's the throwback. I feel like that's what they're trying to capitalize on. But no, Inside Llewellyn Davis, Coen Brothers. Nice. I'm really excited about seeing that movie.
Excellent. Yeah, I actually want to see both. I mean, there's a lot of 12 Years a Slave, I think, isn't it?
Yeah.
That I heard that's just a great movie.
Really shocked you didn't go Sound of Music Live, JD. I thought that's your angle, because I know you DVR'd it. You've watched it three times already, and you pre-ordered the soundtrack. So I really thought that's where you're going. So,
do you know they're making more? NBC is already saying they're going to make more live musicals. And there's going to be a couple of Andrew Lloyd Webber movies that are now, or musicals that are now going to be made into movies. Joseph and the Technicolor Dreamcoat's one of them. And I'm like, wow, all of this just...
It's like superhero movies. One does really well, and all of a sudden everybody gets a movie.
Yeah. Bobby, best song of 2013. This was hard for me.
Mm.
I've got more than two, but...
Of course you do.
I have two honorable mentions. One is You Think You Know by...
I do.
I'm doing honorable mentions. You Think You Know by Device, which Device's album was just outstanding this year. I love that. And then Better Days, and I played that here on the show, by Edward Sharpe and the Magnetic Zeros.
Yeah.
Those are my honorable mentions. But we're only going with two, Bobby. Number two for me, Do I Want to Know by the Arctic Monkeys.
Okay, that's a strong track.
And my number one is Radioactive by Imagine Dragons.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
Are you shocked? Are you shocked?
No, that was a really good song. I'm pretty sure I'm the one that played it on the show, so I'm glad that I'm getting the recognition for my picks that I deserve. JD, my number one, my number two song I'm going to play this week, so I'm not going to give that to you yet. I'm going to give you my number one song, though, which I did play earlier this year on the show, Recovery by Frank Turner. His album Tape Deck Hearts was a great album, and I loved that song. Yep. That song seemed to be everywhere, too, so good for him.
That's your number one. Well, not only that, but we have to talk about bands that crap the bed this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I, again, have two, which, again, one of our producers... Wow, shoot, I've got two and a half. But...
You know, JD, the producer, we're lucky that she doesn't have a button to be able to, like, mute you or anything like that, because... Before we even came on air, I'm going to let people in on this one. We had a convo. We were talking with the producer, the executive producer, and she was very strict about numbers here. She's like, leave it at two. She really wanted it to be one. She's like, leave it at two. And you're running all over this. It's
I've been
end
close.
Of the year, buddy. Your performance review is not going to be good. I'm just saying, it might be Bobby and somebody else on the podcast next year.
Well, I have a tie for number two for band that crapped the bed.
All right,
between The Killers with their Greatest Hits album.
Okay.
And Kanye West, Yeezus. I thought it was horrible. Really did.
Yeezus is a fine album. I thought his acts. He did a, I guess, a par for the core Kanye year. But that's shitty for humans. Like, yeah. If any other human does what he does, it's pretty shitty.
Yeah.
But when he does it, you're like, ah, it's Kanye.
It's Kanye. He's crazy. My number one band that crapped the bed. Bobby. Nothing pains me more than this.
I hope. Maybe you're going to say the same one as me. This is going to be awesome if it is.
Boston.
Oh, no. All right.
Their new album, first album in 13 years.
All right.
Actually, 11 years. Sorry. Came out. Life, Love, and Hope. And I say this also saying I'm going to play a track from it later as my selection. The album as a whole, after 11 years, you got to do better than that.
Yeah.
It was just... It felt slapped together. There was a couple great and people know I'm a Boston fan. The very first song I played in episode one was a Boston song. Mm-hmm. I love Boston, but the album as a whole, I was just really disappointed. I really was. And so, you know, talk about a band, you know, it had the best debut album of all time at the time.
How many years ago?
In 1976.
Yeah.
And it was... Every song off of it was a hit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't see that very often.
Sure.
And it had a huge legacy up to Third Stage. And then ever since then, Tom Scholz has kind of brought it down. So I was very disappointed with the album. Great artwork. Couple good songs. But overall, they crapped the bed.
JD, my band that crapped the bed this year, Metallica.
Whoa. They just played in seven continents.
Yeah, that's one of the reasons why. You play a show in Antarctica with like 20 people to be able to say that you've rocked seven continents. Really lame. And the pictures they posted from that were really, really lame. They also released a stupid movie called Through the Never, which is a stupid movie.
Oh, because you saw it?
Yeah, JD, I did.
You did not see it.
And it's a stupid movie with a roadie named Trip.
You that did should not have been. See it.
Yes, I did.
When did you see that?
That is.
Don't lie to our listeners.
Back in September, brother. And here we go.
I think you would have told me if you saw that movie.
No. And here's why it's one of the dumbest things ever. Because if you're Metallica, your heyday was 30 years ago.
Whoa.
20 years ago? 20. It was the 80s.
No.
80s and then 90s. Or 80s, early 90s.
90. I believe 91 is when the Black Album came out, and then you had Load and Reload coming in the late 90s. So I will give you that.
Anyways,
now here's the thing with Metallica.
Hold on. Okay. If you're going to put out a movie, you put it out in your heyday. You do it like concert bands do, like the Band or the Rolling Stones or the Who. If you're making a movie, you put it out then. You don't make it when you're a has-been washed-up group that's gone through 15 bass players and a drummer who hates his fans. No. So Metallica, worst band of the year, terrible work. You get 0 points. We are all dumber for having to deal with your crap this year. And JD looks like he's about to explode. I wish I could take a picture of him right now.
Oh, my Lord, son. Okay, for one, they've only gone through Newstead and then
the first one.
He died.
Oh, that's one.
Oh, my God. And Lars doesn't hate his fans. Oh, my gosh. Now, here is the thing. What I don't like about the direction they're going, and I love Metallica. I still love Metallica to this day. One of the things I don't like that they're doing is I feel like they're kind of turning into Kiss. Little overexposure and doing anything for a buck. And that's what I don't like. But yeah. Anyway, breakout band of 2013. Number two, you might be like, okay, whatever. But number two, Volbeat.
Okay. It's a good album.
Grammy nominated.
Wow.
Yeah. I did not. I found that out today. Their latest album, I think, is just – I love these guys. I think their latest album is great. They're Grammy nominated for Best Metal Performance for the song Room 24. That's my number two, and they continue to get great momentum right now. And number one, and this is tough. Like we talked with TV, you're going late 2012, early 2013, but for Imagine Dragons. Because before then, nobody knew who they were.
Sure. A phenomenal debut by them. Well, JD, when it comes to breakout, I don't necessarily take that as this is your first go-round. I take it as this is the year you broke.
Sure.
So for mine was Janelle Monáe. Her album, The Electric Lady, it's her third album. Last year, you would remember her, JD, because she guested on the track We Are Young by Fun. But she had a great debut album back in 07, 08. This third album is phenomenal. She had a great showing on SNL when she performed. I think this was her year, so she really did a great thing.
Nice. Nice. Well, that brings us to my music, Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
We'll hopefully tackle
some. You've already broke it for us. Everybody, minute and a half, just forward a minute and a half past this. Apparently, it's no good.
No, it's a good song. The album as a whole is a disappointment, and I think they didn't do the band name well. But the song is really good. Okay. It's called Heaven and Earth from Boston. Life, Love, and Hope is the album. It's time for a game show, and this game show is going to test your knowledge of Christmas specials.
Okay.
A lot of Christmas specials have to have a villain.
Sure.
And there are a lot of specials out there, some lesser known, some well known. I'm going to list
I know.
A name of a Christmas special villain. And this okay. could be like singular. It could be a group of people.
Yeah.
It could be a couple people. But Christmas special villains, you have to tell me if they're real or I made them up.
Okay. I can try this.
You up for this?
I think so. How many questions you got for me?
Until it gets boring. All right. First one. Cassius Mistletoe.
Cassius Mistletoe. I'm going to say that's real.
That is made up.
Oh, come on. You
know, now I got to wait a second. I got to get a tally here. So I here in my sheet. Sorry for bumping the mic, everybody. Wrong and right. Bobby's got one wrong.
Okay.
So far. Aeon the Terrible.
Aeon the Terrible, that's a character.
It is from Rudolph's Shiny New Year. That's the giant buzzard who tried to hunt down and kill Baby New Year.
Okay.
The Cruel Yule.
That's fake.
That is fake.
All right. I'm winning right now.
You are. Burgermeister, Meister Burger.
That's real. I know that one.
Santa Claus is coming to town. There's yeah. a grouchy mayor who hates toys. Yes.
That's like your favorite villain of all time, I think.
It is. Chut and Weasel.
Chut and Weasel, that sounds like they're real from an animated Christmas special.
You are wrong.
Ah.
I made that one up. Old Mag the Hag.
That's made up.
That is real from the 1981 special, The Leprechaun's Christmas Gold.
There's a Leprechaun's Christmas Gold special?
Yeah.
How is that not re-airing every year?
Old Mag the Hag was a banshee who brought bad luck wherever she went. And, yeah, Old Mag the Hag. Johnny Utah.
Johnny Utah is real, but he's not a villain.
You are right. He is Keanu Reeves' role in Point Break. It's Johnny Utah. Dr. Heinz Doofenshmirtz.
Yeah, I'm going to say that's real.
That is from Phineas Ferb and Ferb Christmas Vacation.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Different from National Lampoon's, I assume.
You've only got a couple wrong so far. Ready for the next one?
All right.
Reggie Van Doe.
Reggie Van Doe, that can't be real.
It is Richie Rich's cousin in the Richie Rich's Christmas Wish.
Oh, boy.
You got that one wrong, sir. The Terrible Tepid Tobias.
Terrible Tepid Tobias is fake.
It is, but it could be the long-lost brother of Heat Miser and Cold Miser, but you are correct. It is made up.
From the mind of JD.
It is. The Mouse King.
The Mouse King. I feel like that's an evil villain like that Charlie Day would face from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I'm going to say that's real.
It's from the Nutcracker. Probably the most famous Christmas thing ever. The Mouse King. How did you not know that?
Hey, you know what? I got it right, though. That's all that matters.
You got it right, but I think you should get that wrong for going. What did you think it was from?
It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. It would be like a battle that Charlie would have.
Always a great Christmas special.
Yeah.
Scratch and Grounder.
Fake.
It is real. Scratch and Grounder, you'll appreciate this, is from the Sonic Christmas Blast, The Adventures of Sonic the Hedgehog. They try to help their boss take over Christmas. It is real. Old Man Henry Potter.
Old Man Henry Potter? That's fake.
Bobby, you need to watch more Christmas specials.
Dang it, I thought it was real, but I thought that the name was off.
It's A Wonderful Life.
I thought Mr. Potter's name was not Henry.
It was Henry. Seriously, it's a Wonderful Life. And the Nutcracker are two of the most well.
But I got Christmas the Nutcracker one right.
But did you? Oh, my gosh. All right. Going for the next one. Baron Von Weil.
Baron Von Weil. That's that's real.
I made that one up. That is wrong. You are struggling. Three left. We'll give you three left, and I think you've got a good shot at these.
All right.
Christmas villains. Hans Gruber.
That's real from Die Hard, which is not a Christmas movie, but still that's real.
But is it?
It's debatable.
Okay. All right. Marv and Harry.
That's real. That's Home Alone.
You are right. You know, I didn't watch
Home Alone. I actually knew the movies.
I never watched Home Alone until a couple years ago.
It's hilarious now.
All right. Last one. Christmas villain or made up, Charlie Brown.
He's not a villain.
Sorry, that's not an option.
He's a real character, JD, but he's not a villain, although you like to think of him as a villain.
Charlie Brown?
He stole your Christmas.
No, he is a very real villain.
He did something to you, JD. I don't know what he did to you, but he did something that lasting effects.
I cannot stand Charlie Brown. But anyway, you did okay, Bobby. You got five wrong, though.
That's fine. Hey, you told me that I was going to get whitewashed in this one.
Yeah, you did good. There's a few that I thought were going to chip you up, like Johnny Utah, that didn't. But you did well, Bobby.
The classics like Point Break, but when it comes to It's a Wonderful Life, apparently I can't cover that.
Yeah, Point Break, you know, but It's a Wonderful Life and The Nutcracker, you just can't.
The classics I know, JD. It's these contemporary things that all the kids are into. I can't get behind.
Yeah. All right, Bobby, what music do you have for us?
I played these guys earlier this year. It's the Night Terrors of 1927. This is their song. This is my number two track of the year. They had an EP, the Guilty Please EP. It's their first release. Young and Vicious is the name of the song.
The forgeries, the verdicts, the guilty pleas. Erase the names, wrote in our own shiny new history. I was there, kid. I was a witness. I saw what you did. I saw what you did. Can't bear it another time. I saw what you did. I saw what you did. When you were young.
Time for our six pack, and you barely squeaked out a win in Pick'em this week. You got a couple more right, but who could have got these right?
I'm now the overall winner right now, JD. I'm beating you, I think, by at least two games. I was down two games, I gained four games on you. I'm up two on you.
You battle back, so that means I have to go first. Bobby, snow football, awesome or ugly?
Oh, absolutely awesome. I love a good snow football game. I was sad that wasn't nationally televised. I wanted to see that.
Which one? The Philly one?
The Philly one, which was I think that was the best one. I did watch the replay of that on NFL Network, which was it was really cool. It reminds me of my childhood. I mean, both you and I, JD, we grew up in the Midwest. So we know what snow football is all about. In December and January and February, that's what we were playing with our friends. So I love seeing that.
Yeah, I watched it on the Red Zone, and it was a lot of fun to see him switch from snow game to snow game to snow game.
Yeah.
And then to Tampa.
And then I like the afternoon games. Sunny San Francisco. A little different. JD, should the 64-yarder by Matt Prater have an asterisk because it's in Denver?
No, no. I really don't think it should because, you know what, how many years have they been kicking in Denver? And I think it was awesome. I think you probably took a little bit of pride in that, too, the fact that one of the guys he beat that was tied at 63 was Jason Nealum.
Yeah.
So a Denver guy beats a Denver guy. But, yeah, I was very excited to see it. I looked up, and I was like, holy crap, it's going to happen. And it barely happened. But yeah. It was great to see, you know, yeah, it's fun to see records fall, and that was great to see. What are you looking forward to most with Lucy's first Christmas?
Oh, wow. That's tricky.
Because she's aware of everything around her being, you know,
I mean, she's going to be 2 months old at that point. So really, nothing is going to be, the dog is running around here. I don't know if you can hear the jingling in the background.
I thought you were just, it was jingle bells. You were,
I know. No, the hound is roaming. You know, at 2 months, I'm just looking forward to the grandparents getting to hold her, getting to hang out with her. That's going to be a lot of fun. And then maybe them letting me sleep in by taking her in the morning. That's going to be the best part of celebrating.
It is an amazing thing.
JD, I don't know. The old adage is you can't lose your job to injury when it comes to athletics. Is that true? We have Josh McCown, who took over for Cutler when he was hurt. McCown's playing great. Cutler, though, is getting the job back once he's healthy. You know, does the adage fit, or is it not true this day and age?
I think the adage fits in college.
Yeah.
Unless some streak of amazingness happens, but I don't think it happens in a business like the NFL. Now I say that, and Cutler will likely start this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But look what happened in Philly. Foles came in and played great, and it's his job now.
Yeah. Last year, Kaepernick took over for Alex Smith. Alex Smith lost his job.
Yep. I mean, hey, we would have the Patriots as they are right now with Tom Brady if Drew Bledsoe didn't get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a lot of different things. But does the adage still apply? Not in the NFL. You play the hot hand and you play who's going to give you a better chance to win. Bobby, it is Christmas work party time. I know a lot of people getting geared up for those work holiday parties.
Mm-hmm.
Open bar.
Yeah.
What do you go get at your work party?
I was actually at a work party the other day at Revolution Brewery, which was pretty nice. So they had four different beers available on tap. That was awesome. But if you're just talking standard open bar, first off, you make sure you have a sober buddy or a buddy who will tell you, who will cut you off.
Okay. Because
you don't want to be the drunk person at your party.
No, you don't.
So always have a buddy who will tell you when, all right, this is your last one. They can see it coming. Either they put you in a cab or they cut you off. That's rule number one for the work party. Rule number two, if it's an open bar, you go high end.
Okay.
You go, sky's the limit. If you're drinking vodka, you're drinking Grey Goose, all right? If you're drinking whiskey, you're grabbing the Woodford Reserve, or you're getting the good Johnny Walker, all right?
Yep.
That's the rules.
All
top
right.
shelf, top shelf only.
Top shelf.
JD, last question for you. I showed you, as we're Skyping, we're seeing each other video-wise. The people at home can't see, but you did get to see the Christmas tree here, JD. If you were an ornament for a Christmas tree, JD, what Christmas tree ornament would you be?
If I were an ornament?
Yeah, you get to be a Christmas tree ornament.
Oh, I'd be Patrick Starfish from SpongeBob SquarePants.
Why is that?
Don't know. It just popped into my head. These are rapid-fire answers. I'm going with Patrick Starfish. Clearly, I will have a Santa hat on, and I will have a stupefied look on my face, which is fitting.
That's usually how your face looks.
Yeah. Don't know why. Patrick Starfish.
All right, love
it. Well, that brings us close to the station. When we come back, last call, one stop away.
Closing time. Open all the doors and let you out into the world.
Bobby, around Chicago, they're putting up random traffic lights. And they're not so random, but they're catching speeders.
Yeah.
Traffic lights have always caught people who go and blow through stop signs.
Sure.
Very important, those things. And they bring revenue into the city.
Sure.
And when they put those cameras up, you think they know which city the revenue is going to get or going to go to? I think so, right?
I would hope so.
Yeah, they're like, hey, it's going to Chicago. Not so in Ohio. Officials in Parma, Ohio, said a traffic camera mistakenly installed in the city by Cleveland police must be removed. Yeah, a representative for Parma City Hall said the traffic camera put up by the Cleveland police on the Parma side of the border is illegal in the city because Parma ordinances allow only for photo enforcement in school zones. It appears to be a mistake and must be removed by the city of Cleveland. They said the camera was not yet functional, so no citations should have been issued. But imagine if they didn't catch that. City of Cleveland's going, we are cashing in on Parma. We're getting all those speeders from Parma. So, yeah, absolutely. Like, and what would be, you think this the cops would know the city limits?
Yeah.
Because at some point you pass it on to the state police after you leave city limits, right?
I would think so.
I mean, but no. They're going to Parma.
No so, dice. Wow.
Yeah, kind Good. Of a big mistake. So
nice work, Parma.
What do you got?
Well, JD, when you're thinking burger places, what are your main burger thoughts? If I'm saying, hey, JD, let's get a good burger.
Yes.
Where are we going?
I want, where are we going or what am I getting?
No, where are we going? We're going to get a good burger. Where are we going?
Well, I've yet to be, but Kuma's.
Kuma's, outstanding burger.
I used to love the counter.
The counter, yeah, that's a good one.
That's now where Kuma's 2 is.
Okay.
But yeah, great burgers. DMK Burger Bar, outstanding.
Excellent. People think...
Burger, down in the loop, awesome.
People think Five Guys if you're looking for a fast food burger.
Oh, that's a great
burger. Five Guys is a good one. In-N-Out Burger is legendary out in California and Las Vegas. Here, JD, Olive Garden is now trying to get in on burgers. Yeah, Olive Garden.
The Olive Garden, the Italian where, Perkins.
Where you're here... when you're here, your family, they are doing the Italiano burger, JD. It's crispy Italian prosciutto, fresh mozzarella cheese, arugula, marinated tomatoes with a garlic aioli spread, Parmesan garlic fries, which basically means we got some Burger King fries and we're tossing some Parmesan on them. Yeah, they're joining the burger scene.
I'm not going to lie. That sounded like a good burger, though.
It sounds really good.
The prosciutto, the aioli, oh.
When you go to Olive Garden, have you ever gone to Olive Garden thinking, I really want to get me a burger? You don't think of it. That doesn't come into mind.
I go to the OG when I'm out of town. I'm on the road, and I want something quick that I can sit down, and I want soup and a salad. I go to the OG.
Bottomless breadsticks, bottomless salad.
Yep.
But now they're trying to join in on burgers, JD. I think it's a terrible idea, and I think this burger will... I don't think it's going
to
last.
Buddy. It reminds me when McDonald's tried to do pizza.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Stick with what you know. I don't think I know a single Italian place that serves burgers.
No, that's just like, you know what I need? I need to go to KFC and get myself some pancakes.
Yeah, and I mean that's a good point. Are you going to go to IHOP and get yourself some pasta?
No, yeah, makes no sense.
Are you going to go to Red Robin? I mean, Red Robin, that's burger place. Are you going to go to Red Robin and order you up some veal parmigiana? I don't know. I don't know, JD. The world, it's heading in a direction I'm very scared.
It's kind of like when you see it, like going to a steakhouse and somebody orders the chicken. I'm like, really?
Yeah.
We're at a steakhouse. Yeah. I'm with you. I think it's going to crash and burn like a lot of these things do. And that marketing person will be fired. So anyway, Bobby, you did all right today. You had some bad answers in your best of. You had some bad answers in your Christmas special. But, you know, it's the holiday season.
I appreciate that when you listed my bad stuff, you gave more than one, JD. You gave multiple.
I did. You had some miscues across the board. So, but anyway, everybody have a great one, and we will catch you next week.
I don't know what he did to you, but he did something that lasting effects.